Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Mandatory and voluntary evacuations totaling over 300,000 people have been ordered along Florida's west coast as Hurricane Ian closes in. Most weather models are projecting it making landfall somewhere between Tampa and north to the Panhandle. Currently over western Cuba, the Category 3 hurricane is expected to become a Category 4 by the time it hits Florida Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
The Tampa airport will shut down at 5 p.m. local time Tuesday. Alec Baldwin may soon face criminal charges for allegedly firing the gun that killed the cinematographer on the movie set Rust, as the Santa Fe Sheriff's Office prepares to release its final investigative report on the shooting. At the same time, the Santa Fe District Attorney filed an emergency request for over $635,000 from the New Mexico Board of Finance so her office would have the funds necessary to prosecute up to four people in connection with the incident. The NASA spacecraft DART slammed an asteroid at 14,000 miles per hour Monday in an unprecedented dress rehearsal for the day a killer rock menaces Earth. The hit occurred at a harmless asteroid 7 million miles away. President Biden's move to cancel student loans for many borrowers and put the burden on the American taxpayer, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, will cost us about $400 billion at a time of red-hot inflation. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The American people are heading into the midterm elections with multiple concerns on how the country is being led. An unsecure border allowing fentanyl to kill Americans every day. An economy that is red hot with inflation. Biden's energy crisis as prices are starting to rise again. Crime and safety also continues to hurt Americans.
A majority of Americans do not feel safe in the country. According to a new poll from the Trafalgar Group, 69% report they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Significantly, 64% of Hispanics and 58% of black people say they feel less safe than they did 2 years ago. Overall, just 27% of Americans reported feeling just as safe now as they did 2 years back. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A win for New York City's men and women in blue. A Manhattan Supreme Court judge on Friday overturned the city's vaccine mandate for the New York police officers and said members who lost their jobs for being unvaccinated should be reinstated. The Department of Justice is requesting that the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia command former Trump White House advisor Peter Navarro to provide all email records from his time at the White House under the Presidential Records Act. Last night's Monday Night Football game saw the Dallas Cowboys beat rival New York Giants 23-16. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good morning, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Dan Natale is with us. He teaches business ethics, a news analyst and commentator for the New American Magazine. Daniel, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good to be here.
Well, lots to talk about, but first of all, the one thing that we're not hearing a lot of, and it's not a big surprise here, regarding Italy and the exit polls and the disturbance in the force here. You've got, of course, the way the media is framing this is like some sort of extreme right-wing bloc winning a clear majority. They call her the anti-woke Meloni. Is set to become the first female prime minister. I mean, just the language of it all, clearly conservatism and anything that has to do with reason, you might say, is foreboden, and the media will remind you, or they just will ignore it altogether, right?
Yeah, or they'll mischaracterize it.
Yes.
To create like a safety valve for an actual conservative uprising, they'll package centrists or even center-left people as being far-right extremists, kind of like Donald Trump, who was extremely moderate. And, you know, like whenever they would show, you know, his policies to college kids, they all loved the policies when you didn't tell them that they were Trump's policies. And it's the same thing with Meloni in Italy, where she's not, a woman of the right. She's saying a lot of, you know, wonderful things. Like she gave a wonderful recent speech where she was talking about, you know, being against the extermination of identity in terms of being an Italian, being a woman, being a Christian, how all these things are now, you know, replaced by X, you know, by numbers.
Right.
And she was like, I don't want to be a number. And it was a beautiful speech, but her policies, the history of her policies, she's pretty much a Mitt Romney-style centrist.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe the clash of her own ideology with reality is such that's, you know, giving her some courage. I mean, to speak the way she did, I mean, that was a bit refreshing. The Italians would say, it's like, oh, okay, maybe we're getting some reason here in leadership, and hopefully she can follow through and get the support of her government to see this through. But the bottom line to me is this is quite the, quite the statement on the anti or the woke, the wokistas, don't you think?
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was one of the most beautiful speeches that I had ever heard, where she was coming out against kind of the transhumanist. She was coming out explicitly. Even Hillary Clinton, of all people, when she was at the State Department, she was wondering why they were enacting these ridiculous, absurd, woke policies, like removing parent from passports. And, you know, removing mother and father from passports and making them parent one and parent two. And so Meloni explicitly addressed that. She was like, no. She was like, we're not removing mother and father. We're not removing, you know, the fact, you know, that you're a woman or the fact that you're an Italian. You know, we're not removing all of this to make you perfect little consumers, you know, so that, you know, the global speculators can more easily track and manipulate you, you know, to uproot you. There's a wonderful phrase,
exactly.
A tree severed from its roots dies. And that's basically what they're doing. They're severing us from our roots.
Well, the other thing that happens, doesn't this compromise security, national security, as much as that, you know, you're going to have people that have to enact these silly rules and pronouns and what have you, and they're second guessing themselves, and they're so focused on the right pronoun and on being in sync with the wokistas that, you know, things fall through the cracks. And this could take a number of years in order to modify people's language and tradition. To me, I see this on its face as being a very dangerous and, you know, a very dangerous move to, you know, work against our own national security interests.
No, that's a great point. You know, like how our military is spending more time, you know, doing pronouns, as you alluded to, than they are about, like, you know, having troop preparedness. Like, where all the young soldiers are failing every metric, every test. They're all overweight. They're underperforming on, like, IQ tests. I mean, they're doing horribly by every metric. And instead of concentrating on that, they're having them do these ridiculous, you know, sand moving under the feet. The vocabulary changes every 2 weeks. And that's the trouble about the left. They don't stop. There's not a point at which they stop, at which enough is enough. They keep changing it every 2 weeks, just like in the old Soviet Union. And this was a technique basically to make everybody so afraid to talk that it just, you know, put like a chill of silence over everybody. And that was the actual end goal of it, you know. So this is designed not to ever stop. To, you know, so once it goes from, you know, from racial divisiveness, then it's going to go to, you know, men versus women, and then from men versus women to gays, and then after gays to transgenders. I don't know where it's going to go next, because each group that they do it to, it gets less and less. For instance, when they did the man versus woman thing in the 70s, women were 51% of the population. Then they go to gays, which goes down to 2% of the population. Now they're a trans, which is 0.00001%. Where are they going to go next? It's bizarre.
Well, they've got to find something, because this is all they know, sadly. And the thing that's so irritating about this, Daniel, is that, you know, you listen to testimony from General Milley, modern Milley himself, and maybe not so modern Milley, and then you've got Austin, SecDef, you know, Austin, saying, no, we're not promoting CRT. We're not doing this. They lied to their teeth. I mean, they have testimony from, you know, the soldiers in, you know, in every branch of service saying, no, we're being indoctrinated. We're being told this. And I can tell you, I remember when I first went in the Marine Corps, that was a challenge for me, because the language changed. You had to say certain things in a certain way, or you didn't get to go to the bathroom. I mean, you would be, you know, you'd be verbally abused if you used the wrong language. And that took a while. I mean, we were in a 12-week cycle there. Well, you know, you're so indoctrinated with it, and you're so immersed in this new language that, you know, you adapt. It takes you a couple weeks, you know, to finally adapt. But it is bothersome. So that's the closest thing to this kind of experience. And so that's when I saw this happening with this pronoun push and everything that's going on. I'm going, man, you know, at a time where we really need to be able to communicate and communicate clearly. And understandably, we throw in another ball to juggle here that makes no sense and retards the process all the more.
No, that's so brilliantly stated. Retards the process. You can use that in both senses of the term. Just in the sense of there was a philosopher named W. Clark Norris, and he wrote a book called The One and the Many. And in there, a line jumped out at me. He said that precision is of necessity exclusionary. Right, precision is exclusionary, meaning when you say gold, you're talking about something with gold atoms. Like, it can't be aluminum, it can't be, you know, dirt, it can't be Rubik's cubes, you know, so it has a specific meaning, which means it's not inclusive. Precision is not inclusive, it's exclusive. So when you say woman, you know, you're talking about someone with a uterus, somebody with an XX chromosome.
Right.
You know, it's exclusionary, whereas the left wants to make everything blurry, vague, ambiguous. They want to take precision out. They want language to be imprecise. So that when you say they, before you say they and you know you're talking about a group. Now they're like, they, no, that's a single
right.
Individual. This is purposely designed to sabotage communication.
Well, and on top of that, it opens up the possibilities here, because now you're running in the gray. If you run in the gray, you know, morality goes out the door. I can do as I darn well please, because there's really, you know, we're not defining things anymore. You know, we're not saying that touching kids is a problem anymore. You know, and their new language to accommodate pedophilia is just unbelievable to me. I mean, we have lost our minds here, Daniel.
Well, it gets to what you were saying, you know, morality. Morality is just like precision. It's exclusionary, right? So there are
yes.
certain things that have an end goal. And if you're from
exactly.
that, you know,
you've got to go. We've got to go to break. We'll pick it up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And just to kind of summarize what's happened in Italy with the election of Meloni, Prime Minister Meloni. She's the first female prime minister there in Italy, and really took on the wokistas. And I think this is one of those things that is going to have quite the rippling effect, even here in the West.
And what we see happening now, after 2 years especially of Wokista control of this country, I mean, how have they done? Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Now that Biden and the Democrats have had full control, and now here they're trying to claim some sort of plausible deniability, whether it has to do with defunding police, these no-bail policies that were promoted by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, which has exacerbated crime in just about every major blue-controlled city in the country. I mean, it's indefensible. I mean, the only thing they can cling to right now, Daniel, is they're trying to make some sort of narrative out of, the SCOTUS decision on Roe v. Wade, and that somehow this is some awful thing. But the fact of the matter is the majority of Americans, and especially women who have experienced abortion, realize that at the end of the day, there's very little positive outcome. Regardless of having, you know, some movie star tell you, oh, my life is so much better because I killed my kids. I mean, how do you make that, that sentence together combined, Daniel, is so incongruous and scary to think that killing a child is a good thing. I can't put those things together.
Yeah, they don't have anything to run on. So it's funny that they're once again, you know, defaulting to run against, right? So you're not voting for, you know, policy X. You're just voting against evil Republicans, you know, and it's because they don't have anything to offer. And it, like I was reading a book recently and they were talking about global inequality. And that phrase kept coming up, global inequality, you know, correcting global inequality. When I was younger, it used to be global poverty. How do we alleviate global poverty? Mm-hmm. They're not saying that anymore. They're saying alleviate global inequality, which means making us poorer so that we're equalized with the third world, right? You're equalizing wages. Mm-hmm. So that's their scammy way of saying, oh, we're not going to be making your lives better. We're going to be making your lives incrementally worse. But guess what? It's wonderful because now you're equal. It's global equality. Isn't that wonderful?
Right.
And that's what the Democrats seem to be doing. You know, your life is going to be getting worse under mm-hmm. us, but isn't it wonderful? We're all equally oppressed now. We're all equally poor.
So you're going to tell me LeBron James is going to surrender all his talents and everything so that everybody gets equally paid in the NBA. Tom Brady, the same thing in football. I mean, just go right on down the line, right? I mean, look at reality has demonstrated to us time and again that some of us have we have special gifts. And when those gifts are utilized in a way in which they find their right place, it goes pretty well for you. You know, this is what experience would show us. We would only hope that the exercise of said gifts and the prosperity that comes with that is used quite wisely. And I think that overall, when you consider the people who are uber wealthy, whether it is LeBron or, Tom Brady, others, I mean, you find them to be the ones that are there in the communities, giving of themselves, giving of their treasure to support local communities. We don't hear a lot about it, but they are, you know, there's a philanthropic heart that comes along with people that are this kind of, you know, are talented to this level. Are there exceptions? Certainly. But for the most part, I find people who are, who are exceedingly exceptional in their exercise of their gift and talents, I find them to be quite philanthropic.
Yeah, well, of course, just to get back to classical philosophy, like Aristotle talks about how different forms of government have different end goals. The end goal of an oligarchy is mm-hmm. the transfer of the wealth of the many to the few. The end goal of a republic, he says, is virtue. And then he says the end goal of a democracy is equality, right? So when we have a republic, the idea is for everybody to strive toward excellence, right? And of course, Aristotle also says that a democracy is a corrupt, decayed form of a republic. So we shift from this idea of excellence being our end goal to this idea of equality being our end goal. And so they start lowering standards because it's too hard to raise up the people underperforming. So their methodology is to bring everyone else down and say, oh, isn't this wonderful? Oh, we're all equal.
Right.
We're all equally bad off.
Everybody gets a performance trophy, right? Okay, so
yeah.
We all get a performance
exactly.
trophy, and we're supposed to feel good about each other. But the fact of the matter is there's a percentage of even kids, Daniel, even kids who know that they are better than other kids and you give them a performance trophy, forget it. They don't that's meaningless to them. And they even know this at a very young age instinctively, don't they?
Well, yeah. Well, just to get back to Aristotle, he says that the greatest injustice is trying to make unequal things equal. right? And there was this wonderful story out of Sweden. There was this lunch lady, and the lunch lady, her name was Annika Andersson, and she was cooking wonderfully. She was giving the kids fresh fruit and vegetables. She was cooking fresh baked bread, and her reward for this was the school district telling her to stop because she's making the other districts look bad. And to make them equal, she should lower her performance. This is classic democracy versus republic. In a republic, she would have been praised. Right. She would have been honored for being excellent, for excelling, for putting in more effort than the other people. In a democracy, by contrast, she's told to bring it to a lower, you know, kind of garbage level so that we're all equal, you know.
Right.
And that's toxic, that attitude. And unfortunately, on the left, it's pervasive.
Well, it kills passion. It really does. I mean, for somebody who has that in their heart. We got about 3.5 minutes left, Daniel. I wanted to address what you wrote about, and that's the GMO republic for which it stands, how our government has managed to create institutions that outlive their intended purpose, and why. Break it down for our audience.
Well, that came from Herbert Spencer, the 19th century philosopher, and he noticed that war, nothing is more transformative of a society's institutions than war, right? So once a war comes in, you know, there's this habit of keeping, you know, things that the war is finite. The war might have lasted 4 years, 5 years, but then you have institutions that emerge from the war that have lasted 8 years. And, and how this perverts our republic and turns us from a republic into a militaristic, you know, kind of Prussian style permanent war state. And I equated it to GMO apples. I said that, like GMO apples, there's in nature, when a caterpillar goes to eat a plant, the plant will defend itself by releasing a carcinogen called a phytoalexin. And it's toxic. It's a poison. And the caterpillar tastes it. It tastes horrible, so it stops eating the plant. Once the caterpillar goes away, the plant stops producing it, right? So it shuts off. Mm-hmm. However, modern GMO people in biotech, they came up with this brilliant idea of, hey, we can sell fruits and vegetables to farmers without needing pesticide. What we're going to do is we're going to rig the fruits and vegetables to just put phytoalexins out 24/7, and it'll never turn off. Isn't that wonderful? No animal will want to eat this. But the problem with that is when humans eat it, they get sick. They get inflammation. They get all these things. And so, you know, Europe has banned, like, our GMO apples. And I was using that as when you have something that's supposed to be a limited defense mechanism, it's supposed to shut off after, you know, the necessary threat, you know, has gone away. Whereas, you know, when you've rigged it to keep going on and on and on, it becomes toxic. And I ended the presentation talking about how New York, after 9/11, did this with the Department of Homeland Security, you know, that emerged from that finite event to be this permanent thing. And I said the Big Apple is now a GMO apple. It's been rigged to be constantly in a war state.
Yeah, and it's particularly interesting when you have a bureaucracy, as Ronald Reagan says, that's the closest thing to eternal life. You know, there's nobody to even hold into question, not even Congress, to say, okay, well, it served its purpose. You know, funding needs to stop and let it go away. No, these things just keep on going. It's no wonder we're $30 trillion in debt and counting, right?
Yeah, exactly. And once their mandate is done, they start looking to cause problems, to solve these problems, to keep their funding going, like the FBI creating fake terror events, you know, where they go and they groom people to try to, like, you know, kidnap a governor or something. And then you find out it was actually the FBI informant who did it, you know. And so they're creating the crime. So it's a perverse incentive.
This is like the movie when we were growing up. Remember the movie The Blob, Daniel? I think it was one of the early sci-fi movies that came out. It just kept, you know, gaining more and more density and got bigger and bigger as it just swallowed up everything, like Pac-Man. I mean, this is what happens with this bureaucracy, right?
That was communism. Like the blob was a metaphor for communism.
Yeah.
That's you know,
exactly
the growth of the bureaucracy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin granted citizenship to Edward Snowden, the former National Security Agency contractor who disclosed a top-secret spying program and has been living in Russia since fleeing the United States 9 years ago. Mandatory and voluntary evacuations totaling over 300,000 people have been ordered along Florida's west coast as Hurricane Ian closes in. Currently over western Cuba, the Category 3 hurricane is expected to become a Category 4 by the time it hits Florida Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes.
Germany is calling out sabotage as the Nord Stream pipeline system used to transport Russian gas to Europe has spilled into the Baltic Sea. A German security official says the evidence points to a violent act rather than a technical issue. USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Jeff Kemp joins us. Jeff, of course, is the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL QB and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. I'm good. How are you?
Hey, aloha, man. Hawaii was fun?
Aloha. Yeah. My wife and I had a great time. Had a great men's conference. Got to speak with 90 guys or so for four different times.
Very cool.
Put them into some small groups and help them open up and share and cast vision that they go forward in life with two or three best friends and keep talking and meeting every week.
Well, you know, and the timing of this, Jeff, is so important. And you and I have been talking about this. Why, this is why we're at part six of this discussion of men huddling. And that is that, first of all, We have to understand, God tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes that we need to understand that there's time and seasons. And people need to pause for just a moment, if you haven't already done this, to really think about, okay, what is the season that we're in? And then also to analyze that season in light of God's character and pattern. And this is why right now, I mean, men have been abused for a number of recent decades here, and they've been made to be less. And as the Bible says, what does the evil one do first? He ties up the strong man. He ties up the protector, the defender. Guys, that's us. And we've been tied up with by the movies, by the media, and that, and we're told by the media that we're less than. And as Jeff and I have discussed many times, this is why you got to go back to the basics and understand where your identity comes from. If it comes from Everybody Loves Raymond or some other TV sitcom like that, you're going to have a different perspective than if you understand that your identity comes from the one who designed you to begin with. So you can figure out who you want to, you know, who you want to look to for your identity. But as Jeff and I will tell you right away, you want to look to God. forget about, you know, everybody loves Raymond. Yeah, you can get a good laugh in that once in a while. And sometimes when you really look at it, you go, wow, this is pretty dangerous, because there's a lot of guys out there, Jeff, that are vulnerable that would think, well, that's just, you know, that's just the way life is. But that's not the way God intended it, did he?
No, you know, it was probably in the Industrial Revolution when the concept adolescence came along, and right after it, when marketing found a group of people that had their parents' money and yet were not full-time employed, and they could sell to them under this category of adolescence. Well, we've seen adolescence grow into a 20 to 30-year-long period, and young men are victims of it, because society has painted the picture that you're just a consumer, you're not a producer, you're not a contributor. You can, you know, play with your video games. You can play all your little fun sports. Now today, you can go get into fashion. You can play fantasy football. You can live online. You can, you know, use pornography and sex as a entertainment activity and a sport. You don't need to contribute to the economy other than you're a spender, when and our government claps for you when they do you as a spender. But God made men to be producers, to be fruitful, to be multiplied, to steward the creation that he gave us. Men and women are created equal in God's image, but they're different and distinct, and they come together to raise families. And men have a crucial role to be responsible and to be life-giving. A man protects life. A man nurtures life. When a man's in an environment, he brings more hope and more optimism and more courage to others. It's a great role. You know, your role model is Jesus, and not someone on TV. And so that's why we're talking to men. We're just like God called Gideon up into being a mighty man of valor. Every guy listening to us, you know what? You may not behave like it. You may not feel like it. Your dad might not have told you. You haven't picked up the messages. But in Jesus Christ, where we get our identity, you're mighty men of valor with a mission to protect life, to encourage life, to nurture life, to make people better around you. You're the one that needs to go and heal relationships in your family. You're the one that needs to give your kids vision for having a successful life, and not just success. Hey, get good grades and get into college and make the, you know, athletic team make me feel good, but have character that makes the world better. My dad used to say, remember, you're Kemp, be a leader. And he meant, set an example, lead the way. Well, exactly. Well, did you get something good from your dad like that that taught you how to be a man, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're so blessed. I mean, our dads were very similar. In as much as the philosophy, maybe because they came out of the world's, you know, as they say, the world's greatest generation, you know, in fighting World War II, and that experience, it was a very, very simple message. And both our dads led by example, Jeff. And this is what we remember most about them, is that, you know, what they said was powerful, but it's what they did, which was, I think that it, you know, was even more powerful than what was said. Let me ask you something here, Jeff, and I know for some people this might be a bit of a controversy, and I'm not trying to bring this up in any way, but in going back to God's intent and design, why do you think God created man first?
I have no idea. I don't know, but, I mean, the Bible talks about Adam and then Jesus coming along as the second Adam. He intended Adam to be perfect, and he made Jesus as the perfect man. Adam,
well, the reason I'm asking that, Jeff, okay, well, the reason I'm asking this is that in God's order of things, this is what men need to apprehend here, is that, and it's not to create a battle between the sexes. I mean, that's what the world does. That's not. God's order of things are perfect. Okay, and there's a rhyme and reason and design especially for it. So this is maybe a question you can take back to your small groups and ask the guy, say, hey, why do you think God created men first before he created woman?
And I mean, it is a good question. The thing that I see in the Bible is that after God made man, God only makes good things. He said it's good that I've made him, but it's not good that he's alone. So
right.
I'll bring him a helper. And I remember Jesus saying to his guys that were afraid of him leaving, he said, don't worry, it's better that I go away and send the Holy Spirit to be with all of you all over the world at the same mm-hmm. time than limit myself. And so God had a great initial plan for Adam, but he created him with a need for a partner. I think men need that mm-hmm. humility, but I think what you're getting at is men need that confidence. You're designed by God.
Exactly.
He came up with you first. He's
part of that.
Here to
part of that identity.
And
exactly.
Lead. And Jesus showed us how to lead by serving, laying down your life, washing feet, stepping up to the Pharisees, saying, no, you're not going to belittle the people and make them jump through your hoops. I'm going to mm-hmm. point straight to the Father, which is what Jesus did and what we fathers right. and grandfathers need to do. Point straight to the perfect Father. And Jesus is the answer, and have courage to sacrifice in the short term so that we make life better for our wife, for our kids, for our community, our country.
And you need to understand that just as God created Eve for Adam, Eve was created to complete Adam. Our wives today are to complete us. So what are we doing in understanding God's formula? Are we helping or hindering it? The Bible says that, you know, that when we discover a wife, that we find a good thing. And that discovery of the wife doesn't necessarily happen at the altar when you profess your vows. That is an ongoing discovery, Jeff. I've determined in my experience is that, and sometimes it's a lot of fun for us guys because we love an adventure, and wives know how to set us up for an adventure and the discovery process. We got 20 seconds left, Jeff. I'm going to turn it over to you to let people know how they can get involved and participate
okay.
and get in the huddle with us.
Well, build deep friendships and go to menhuddle.com and download the free Men Huddle playbook. Build those deep friendships. Tap it.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
For Hurricane Ian, it's going through Cuba right now. We're at a Category 3, keeping our eyes on this. You know, we operate on the east coast of Florida. We're predicted to get, you know, a lot of rain and some weather, probably more of a tropical storm experience. Those on the west is who we're praying for, especially my good friend Carl Gallups, who's up there at the top of Hurricane Alley on the west side. Friends there in Tampa and on the west coast, Bill Federer and all our good friends there, Tom Brady. I mean, they're all, you know, the way it looks, it's heading in that direction. But hurricanes being what they are, you know, they have a mind of its own sometimes. They can predict all, and we've had several occasions here where we thought for sure it was going to come and hit the east, ends up going to the west. And so you just, you know, you're on guard and prepared, and this is what's going on. And the governor has been leading the charge here, and so we're grateful. I will say this. I want to bring Samantha Mao on right now, the Good News Girl. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I just want to tell you a little bit of my hurricane experience. You know, I've only been in Florida here for about 13, 14 years, so I'm still learning the nuance of the East Coast, having been raised in California. And so what happens in California, you know, we get earthquakes. It's been a while since we've had a major earthquake in California, and I've been saying for quite a while it's overdue. But regardless, what happens, the way earthquakes, they come and they go through a news cycle within 72 hours, you know, less than a week, clearly, it does it take. But here in Florida, where the hurricanes come, it's like the Super Bowl. I mean, they report on this thing, and it goes on and on. Every 15 seconds, there's a new cycle and, you know, more hyperbole about the hurricane. And it's like I want to get all the media together here and say, do you realize the average age of people here in Florida? We're a little bit older people here. And you're scaring the holy what have you out of them. It's a wonder that we don't have, you know, mass heart attacks taking place with all the fear that they, you know, pour into the people here. I don't know. It's a human dynamic that I find to be, you know, quite interesting. So, you know, here we are. We're going through it again. You go to the stores. Everybody has taken all the water off the shelves and everything else that they can. I think somebody said the other day they went and they couldn't find a loaf of bread, which I said, well, that's the way it's been under Joe Biden for the last 2 years. So I You know, maybe we're just getting used to it, or maybe just seeing the empty shelves. I don't know. But anyway, that's where we are today, and we appreciate everybody's prayers as we continue to pray for everybody that's in the path of Hurricane Ian. It's the hurricane season, and this is what happens, and we just pray. And as we do at one church that I go to, is every day during hurricane season, you know, we're praying that hurricane prayer, you know, that God would protect us and watch over us. So that is our prayer that continues for everybody in the path of Hurricane Ian. So hunker down and be safe out there. Our first story, John Cena is setting a Guinness World Record for granting most wishes through Make-A-Wish. This is cool. Tell us about this.
So John Cena actually started doing Make-A-Wish back in 2002. It's just 3 years after his professional wrestling career began. And so he's actually completed 650 wishes, which I just think is amazing. You know, I mean, if anybody knows what Make-A-Wish does, it's just a really great organization. You know, they help kids, not just children who are, you know, necessarily, like, even if the children are going to survive, you know, they're still great. Such a blessing. And he was talking about how rewarding this has been. You know, John Cena is actually like the most popular celebrity requested for Make-A-Wish, and he said he doesn't care what he's doing.
Really?
He's
going to
stop and go fulfill that request. And I just, you know, it's kind of nice to see that that side of celebrities. Like, we can all get behind trying to do something, especially for a child. Who's going through what those children go through for the Make-A-Wish Foundation is that's quite a Guinness. That's something notable to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for, I think.
What is it the kids are attracted to? His bull persona, or you know, is it just that he's just always have been there? I mean, I know the kids have identified. He's had quite a following for a number of years here, but yeah, I mean, to do this, I mean, this is what happens when you give of yourself, you know, so freely.
Oh yeah, and you know, I think that. You know, John Cena just seems to be one of those guys. His persona just, you know, he also works with the anti-bullying campaign, you know, and I just think that people kind of across the board, he just, it's kind of hard not to like him. Like, you know, he it's kind of what's to dislike? You know, he's anti-bullying and he's helping kids with Make-A-Wish, and he's kind of built his persona off of being a nice guy. And, you know, I hope that that's how he really is. And, you know, he's obviously touched. I just wonder how many lives he's touched through this, not just the 650.
Oh, gosh. Without a doubt. Because you got all the families and everybody involved with it. And, of course, Cena was the, you know, the voice, if you remember. I mean, we made the bull reference, but he was the voice of Ferdinand the Bull, right?
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, so this explains all the tie-ins when he's with the bull and he does those commercials with the bull and everything like that. You know, so if you weren't aware, that's why you see him. I mean, the bull's purple. It's interesting, but you know, it's today's color. I guess it's the fashionable color to be. So anyway, well, congratulations to John Cena, and I know he does this not for the awards or recognition. He's really thinking of the kids that he's participating with and granting a wish. And this is a wonderful campaign. The whole campaign and what they do for these kids in terms of the Make-A-Wish organization. I mean, this is awesome. This next story is about a passenger on a Southwest flight surprised by a cabin crew after they announced that she's cancer-free, and probably wonders, what the heck? How did they find out?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's Gerald Oldham. It was actually her husband, Kevin, who went and he told the pilot on the Southwest flight they're going to Hawaii. They're going with a couple of other couples that they had known for years. They're lifelong friends. And she's celebrating not just cancer remission, but late-stage breast cancer, which, you know, is especially a huge deal. You know, not everybody is blessed enough to recover from that. So this is quite a way to celebrate. And the pilot comes on board and he said, here in today's environment, it just makes it special that we can share in the human bond and take care of each other. Everybody's a big family out there. Welcome aboard. And I think the more often you see people celebrating things like that together, it's kind of hard to you know, there's a lot of different things. It seems like everything's kind of an argument these days. You know, like you say, like, oranges on the internet, and somebody's going to come on and say, oh, bananas are better, and somehow be offended.
Yeah.
But if
I'm
you
so
take
offended.
These kind of things and celebrate them.
Hey, I'm sorry. You just can't get offended over fruit, okay? So stop it.
I'm sure there'd be somebody who would. But, you know, I think when we focus on more of these things as a society, especially, like, when you have the person right there in front of you, and, you know, it's kind of hard to not feel like you're part, you have that connection with other people when you're celebrating them overcoming something as serious as late-stage breast cancer. That's a huge deal, and I'm so glad she got to go celebrate with her family.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, this next story is kind of a Rudy story in a sense. Yes, we're talking football. A special needs player makes the final tackle in a Texas high school football game. This, oh my goodness. I mean, just reading this story brings tears to my eyes here, Sam.
That's right. So Lubbock High Westerners and the Andrew Mustangs, they ended the football game with a moment, you know, both teams are not ever going to forget. It was actually, they allowed a special needs guy to do the final tackle, a special needs player to do the final tackle. But it would have never happened if it wasn't initiated by the opposing coach. His name's Evan Sparks, and he played football for a couple years now, mostly with the junior varsity. And he had the chance to make a big play until this game. And, you know, I love, like, I think that's one of the things you love about sports teams. It's more than competition. It's kind of a camaraderie.
Exactly.
And, you know, in this situation, the opposing team suggested you could put in number 34. We won't touch him. And that's what happened. And I think it was just a touching moment for both teams. And, you know, you kind of, I just think more stories like this are coming out, and the more you see people doing it, the more other people are kind of inspired to do the same. And I really do think that it seems like high schools especially seem to be supporting students that maybe have special needs or disadvantages. They kind of, they cheer them on and put them at the top, and it's just, like, heartwarming to see. And, you know, I am very happy to see this happening down there.
Yeah. No, this is a real blessing all the way around. I mean, and all those kids and the people in the stadium. And of course, as we read the story, you can't help but be blessed from it. A little over a minute left here. This is interesting. If you've ever looked for a job and had a hard time trying to get your resume out there in front of the decision maker, and how do you get the right attention? Well, how about printing your resume on a cake and have it hand-delivered to Nike? Boy, that'll get some attention, huh?
That's right. So it's actually Carly Blackburn. She's from North Carolina, but she was trying to get the attention of Nike headquarters up in Oregon. So she actually got in touch with Denise Baldwin up in Oregon, who is a delivery driver. And she gets her to get the cake to Nike headquarters, and not just get it to the headquarters, but in the right hands, which I think is just going above and beyond for a delivery driver. But, you know, she was trying to stand out, and she did. And now both women are not only bonding, but getting attention for their ambitious delivery, their ambitious special delivery. I hope they both get great jobs.
Well, I was going to say, did she get the job, or we're still waiting?
We haven't heard yet.
Okay, that's another cake. That's another cake when she gets the job. Okay, yeah, because it's all about celebrating.
Right.
Now you know why she's the good news girl. Check her out at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Sam, as always, appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right, thanks.
First,
you too.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid?